The Obama administration is urging Congress to rescind a decision blocking some aid to the Palestinians. Earlier this week, Congress put a hold on $200 million of aid money. That move was prompted by the Palestinian Authority's bid to be recognized as a state by the United Nations, something both the administration and Congress oppose. Shira Frankel reports from Ramallah that the cut in funding is already having effects in the Palestinian territories.
The Palestinian Medical Center, Ramallah's largest hospital, is bustling with patients. Doctors bolt down the hallway with slips of paper, and nurses frantically send out text messages to physicians in other departments. There is no intercom or communication system in the hospital. One was supposed to be established later this year, but now, like many other programs at this hospital, the U.S.-funded project has been suddenly halted. Dr. Neha Swaheh is the head of the emergency department, where she says the system would have been particularly useful.
Once we get an emergency case, so you just press the button and all the emergency doctors will be within seconds. We were working on that, but I mean, it has been stopped now.
It was just one of the projects which recently lost its funding due to the decision in Congress to freeze $200 million in funds for the Palestinian territories. Qasem Khatib is a spokesman for the Palestinian government. He says the frozen funds are a form of collective punishment to the Palestinian people.
I think that by such decision, they're punishing the Palestinian public in education and in health in a way that is very, very difficult to understand.
U.S. diplomats in Jerusalem declined to give details of which aid programs would be affected. They say, however, that the projects are being frozen rather than canceled. Khatib says it's just a play on words. He estimates that 50 people have lost their jobs this week, and an additional 200 job cuts are expected to be announced.
The funds are already frozen, and some projects are already stopped, and some people are already fired from their jobs.
In Washington, State Department spokesman Victoria Nuland says that efforts are currently underway to unfreeze the funds.
We are continuing intensive consultations with the Congress on this money, because we feel that U.S. support for Palestinian institution building is a vital piece of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to prepare the ground for a successful and stable peace.
The Palestinian economics minister, Hassan Abu Libdeh, says the funds were all used for important state-building programs, including setting up mobile schools, helping fund small businesses, and improving health care. In her ER, Neha Swaheh says she doesn't understand the politics behind the decision.
These aids are very helpful for us. When they stop, it will affect us.
The communication system is half-built, she says, as is a system that was supposed to link up all the Palestinian hospitals on a shared computer network. The USAID projects gave doctors daily training sessions and advice, says Swaheh, and provided them with much-needed medical equipment. As she walks through the ER, she points to the devices that have already been delivered.
So this is the CT scan. Before that, we used to send the patient to the private, and it can be very expensive for the patient to pay for it. But now we can do it here.
More equipment has been promised, says Swaheh. But like the training and the communication system, it is now up in the air. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Ramallah.